Education, Finance, and Economic Competitiveness meeting will come to order. It is. March 12th, 4 o'clock.
Then we get both started.
We're going to start right now. In your packet are the tallies, the summations, the summaries, whatever, of our work that we did last week. And I found this work to be very interesting and somewhat helpful in some preliminary discussions that I've been having with others in leadership. And I've referred to these tallies several times in those discussions. Let's look at the early childhood summary. And if you look at the summary of the audience returns, we know who really the big spenders are because they just outdid themselves in their recommendations of what we should be going to spend our money on. The priorities, though, weren't so very different between the groups sitting at the table and those out there representing the people interest groups. But in early childhood budget priorities, the first group said restoration. Second group said restoration. The early childhood initiatives were very popular. ABE, community education, and libraries. Oh no, that's the next. Obviously, you listened well too. On the summary for K-12, money on the formula. Same. Group 1, group 2, group 3. Group 6, group 7. Money on the formula. Special ed was high. Libraries was high. All day K. And then the one that intrigued me the most was, and pleasing, because it stretches across all the lines. It's really, truly something that we have to look at, was the vocational and technical spending and issues. And then for higher ed, the basic money for the university and Minsky systems, and then this was the most diverse. And you can see though, that the spending on these stayed the closest together between the groups on higher ed. And maybe that was because we only have three people on the committee that have sat in higher ed and workforce development and listened to the budget reviews and that kind of thing. But today's lesson, or today's exercise in talking about priorities, taking a little bit different direction, because when I used this information at the meetings that I was talking about that I had attended on budget setting, they said, "Where's your savings?" And on all 3 days, they said, "Where's your savings?" And I said, I didn't ask them for savings. I asked for their priorities. And they said, well, they should have some savings somewhere. There's got to be someone out there that knows something where we could save a little bit of money, where we could add, or a program that could be dispensed with, or something. And so today I want you to talk among yourselves. And I don't care. Last week I spent time on scientifically moving you together and having people from all three groups in all the little groups, and then I made the audience people have people from all interests in their groups. Today I don't care. It didn't seem to make much difference because of the late arrivals and early leavings and so forth. But please talk about if there's something that you know about as you've been listening to the budget reviews in each of your committees. Please talk about something that you could look at again, or that we could look at again for spending, or spending decreases, or spending savings in some way. And then look at the budget priorities from this sheet that you turned in and that we tabulated and that you have before you, and talk about the budget priorities in light of the realistic budget that we may have before us. Base, not more than the governor's spending. That means $41 million in addition for early childhood learning, $724 million in K-12, and $417 million in higher ed and workforce development. $41 million early childhood, $724 million K-12, and $417 million in higher ed and workforce development. Please don't work in groups more than four. If you find some savings, you can put it on your priorities.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My temptation for savings would be like less remediation if we have early childhood and all day K. Excuse me, prevention of going into special ed if we had the reading type program, the SCRED that we visited in K-12 and Representative Faust District and the like. Are you going to count those kind of savings?
Yes, if you explain it to me so I can explain it to somebody else on the back side of the paper.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Erickson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a clarification. Are we to take from the list that's been prepared from this chart, or can we...
You can do whatever you want, but the lists are pretty much, are pretty good all the way across.
Thank you.
Do what you will. Go to it, and the people in the audience, this is your assignment too, and you've got to come down.
You got to come down.
Yes, they've spent so much money.
Oh, I think that's going to be hard to do. Are you doing this?
No.
I got to go find
one. If anyone wants to chat with me in the meantime, I have a chair here.
Sandy. That's quarter after.
Oh, get one more over here.
From economic development, quarter.